Here with me in this interview is the chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and that is Jay O'Brien. He's from Amarillo, Texas. And Jay, we're about to kick off the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, at which the Beef Board also meets and conducts some business. Why don't you give us a little overview of the types of things that the Beef Board does at this meeting?
Well, the main business here will be deciding on the budget for the Beef Board for the next year. And that's a process that's been going on about a year. It involves all the committees and then involves a group of the committee chairmen who get together and work out the priorities. But the whole goal is to spend the dollar checkoff very effectively. And we've done pretty well. We've got a 20% increase in demand, and since 1998, we're working hard to fight the glut of protein that's on the market right now and to keep demand up. Finding the best way to do that's what we're doing, keeping the long-range goals in mind, because the best advances we've made are long-range investments. The research we've done that's developed these new products that offer both heat and serve, but offer also the new value cuts out of the chuck and the round that are bringing prices up with regular steaks, the petite tender, the ranch cut. We have great cuts of beef that are available. The research that shows that beef has an equal place with chicken in a heart-healthy diet. We've really done some great work with our checkoff dollars, and we're working to make sure that our checkoff dollars keep doing well.
Speaking of the budget, what can you say about how that's looking right now? I mean, how are things going in terms of the dollars that are there and the dollars that will be available to spend on programs this coming year?
Well, we're going to have a relatively steady budget this year. We'll be spending somewhere around $50 million on checkoff programs. The value of the dollar is diminished in the last 20 years, so the $50 million won't go quite as far, especially when you start looking at things such as advertising that are very, very expensive. They're better done on a national level because we can buy in mass, we can get better penetration, and we have incredible results that show that the producers are getting the message that beef is what's for dinner. They're getting the message that beef has nutrients that they want, so we're getting the word out, but we're not going quite as far as we used to with our dollar.
When you look at the coming year, and even in light of what you just said, are there any things about the programs that you hope to be able to achieve and support or continue this year that you can point to right now that might be of special note?
We're very excited about focusing on youth. The Beef Board is committed itself that it's going to try to regain the youth market. We have research that shows that youth that doesn't have the top of the plate vision of beef that they used to, and so we're developing new products with research that will be kid friendly, car seat friendly, so to speak, and we're trying to get the youth back because we have nutrients that are essential for youth. You know, beef and iron, we've got lots of research that shows that for cognitive development, for health, immune deficiency, that they're essential, and beef is the best source of zinc, iron, and protein, and kids need it. And so we're trying to get that word out so we can get kids back into our camp so that my kids will be able to have a great market for beef just like I have.
Well, looking at the committee action here, the committee meetings, the structure, can you just give us a little description over the course of the three and a half days, whatever it is that we're here, how does this flow in terms of meetings that are held and reaching decision points?
Well, we have joint committees where the state beef councils have representatives and Cattlemen's Beef Board has representatives, and they look at each one of the issues, whether it be food safety or nutrition or advertising or research. And they will in-depth look at how best to spend the dollars, and they'll prioritize. And out of that, we'll have decisions as far as where we ought to be investing our money in 2007. And then those decisions will go to the operating committee, and they, in light of the budget that we passed this week, they will allocate which projects will be funded. And they give a lot of consideration to those committees because they know that the producers on those committees have spent lots of time really looking at what the best way to spend dollars are. And we have so many great ideas, but we have limited dollars, so we have to prioritize.
Well, I think that really helps clarify how the process works to arrive at a final budget from which expenditures can be approved and contracts drawn up and entered into. In light of a stable budget, even though a dollar today doesn't bring you as much as a dollar yesterday, how do you feel about that goal of trying to get another 10% increase in demand on essentially the same dollars that aren't going quite as far as they used to?
Well, at the same time, we have built a foundation with the dollars we've spent over the last 20 years that gives us a real leg up, because we have the research that shows that we have great tender muscles that we can promote. We've increased the value of the chuck by $50 a chuck, an animal, over the last few years. And that's dollars that goes right back to the producer. That's dollars that increases demand because we have a better product out of the same carcass. We've got the data that shows consumers that we have a great nutritious product. So we have a great foundation to build on. We have the fact that we already own the idea that beef is what's for dinner. We don't have to establish that. So we can build on the foundation we've already built. And the key thing is that we keep investing long term, that we don't, the short term we can't have the impact on that we can long term. We need to make sure that we keep focusing on consumer attitude towards beef and make sure that it's good. And at the same time, we have to do all this issues management work, which the people that are hitting us, the food fattest and all that, we need to make sure that we defuse their bombs that they are throwing, so that we can retain the great attitude towards beef. You know, we have a 91% confidence in beef safety today, even after two BSE cases, after some E. coli issues. And that's only after we've invested lots of dollars to make sure the consumer knows the science and knows that beef is safe and know that we have a whale of a product. So we're doing that. We've got a lot of work to do on our international markets. You know, we used to export a lot of our beef, and it meant a lot to our price that we got. And we need to regain those markets, and that's going to be a hard-fought battle, because the people that have taken over those markets since we lost them, they won't give them up easily. So that'll take some dollars.
Well, mentioning the people that I guess you would say attack the whole notion that beef is a good, healthy product, how would you describe that type of activity? Has it kind of been at the same level? Has it seemed to increase? And can you give us an idea of how much of the efforts of the checkoff it takes to combat some of those things?
Well, right now we have two major efforts to move people away from beef. We have Fast Food Nation, which is a movie that's coming out that is not complimentary towards the way we produce beef. We have a product for kids called Chew on This that is just it's a book where they're trying to say that beef's not healthy. We deal with it with science, and we're ahead of the curve. We're out there preparing the media, saying this is going to happen. However, you need to look at the science. And this tact has done us very well in the past. I remember when John Robbins put out a book and he was going around bad-mouthing us. We'd been there before him with the science, and the media did not give it any attention. Really, our public relation efforts work best when nobody knows that it's happened, because that means that we've defused the bombs before they blow up, and that's what it is. And we spend a good amount of dollars, millions of dollars every year on public relations, on making sure we maintain the image of beef, making sure we get the word out so that if we have a BSE case, the press doesn't go crazy. And we saw in these last 3 years that these dollars pay off, because we had research that showed if we'd had a BSE case in 1990, 1995, we would have lost 25% of our consumers. They wouldn't have eaten beef at all. So we worked hard to get out the word of what BSE was, that it's an animal health issue, not a human health issue, that we had firewalls to protect the consumer. And because we spent those dollars, we were able to maintain our demand, and we're very proud of that. We're working hard right now because the consumer misunderstands hoof and mouth disease, and they believe that hoof and mouth disease is a human health issue. So we are prepared for a outbreak of hoof and mouth so that we can communicate that this is not a human health issue. It's a very scary thing to us, because we're not sure that we have enough information there that we can convince all the press that this is not a human health issue and get the word out. But we're preparing so that we can convince them.
Well, is there anything else about this meeting that's just getting kicked off here that you'd like not just the consuming public, but the beef producers who are funding the checkoff to know that we haven't touched on?
Just that we have on the beef board side, we have 100-plus producers who represent them and are making sure that these dollars are spent to increase demand so that they can get more dollars in their pocketbook from selling beef. And we're all in the beef business, whether we're cow-calf producers such as me or whether we're selling cattle finished to packers, because the economic system does work and prices do flow back to us. We've seen a $200 to $250 increase in the value of cattle back to us, the producers, because of this 20% increase in demand. And that's dollars in our pocket.
All of the activity that does take place here at this meeting is open, and the information is available to any producer who would like to find out more and know what's being done with those dollars. And one of those ways I know was discussed in the first meeting is with beefboardmeeting.com, which is actually a weblog that the Beef Board has put together to make sure that agendas, minutes of the meetings, even reports right after the meetings happen are right there available on the internet, even if a producer can't be here to participate personally. So there are ways that any of the producers out here who want more information can find the information if they want it.
Because we're limited by the number of people who can be on our board, we have only 100-plus members of our board. However, we want every producer to be involved in the process. We want beefboardmeeting.com to have available ways that they can have input and they can tell us what they think so that we can get the great ideas from all producers of how to increase demand. And one way that they can have ideas is they can read exactly what's going on at these meetings, what ideas are being considered. They can use their resources, expand on them, whatever, communicate to us, and we can do a better job selling their products. So that's what beefboardmeeting.com is about. It's getting the word to producers and then getting the word from producers back to us so we can do a good job.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jay O'Brien, who is chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board from Amarillo, Texas. And we're here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Reno, Nevada. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.